From Eagle Forum, Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guarantee can help. We'll send you a free just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt 90-Day System can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, so the plane got shot down, Ukraine, Russia, whatever. This is the flight that was missing. This is the missing Malaysian flight, Steve.
It sure seems like it. People are already speculating that. We don't know that, of course, but people are speculating.
Are they already speculating then? I thought that was just my perverse mind thinking
well,
of that.
Well, those of us in the alternative media see the coincidences. Of course, this is Flight 17 shot down on the 17th day of the 7th month, the 14th year. And the whole thing is suspicious, of course. We don't know. Obviously, it was at 33,000 feet, and this is way too high for Stinger missiles or the...
33,000 feet. 33.
Right.
The number 33 seems to pop up quite a bit. You know what else that number has popped up with?
Well, we're talking about Fukushima. We're talking about so many other events, of course.
Fukushima was on the 33rd degree. Was it longitude, latitude?
Yeah, it's those two. It would be latitude.
President John F. Kennedy shot there in Dallas, 33rd degree. Longitude, latitude, again, I don't know what the hell nature is. Steve Stars has 33 teeth in his mouth.
Actually, not that many, but I'm working my way back up with implants. But interesting enough, John Paul I, the Pope, who was only Pope for 33 days back in 1970.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan shot on the 66th day of his after his inauguration. It's 233s. I guess they missed the first time. It's very odd. It is very odd, of course. But obviously the missiles that the Russian-backed rebels in Ukraine have would not have been able to hit this jet at that altitude. So the question is now, was it shot down or was it possibly, was there an explosive device on board? I don't know whether anybody has the answers yet. We've speculated, of course, I've speculated from the very beginning that Flight 370, the other 777, jumbo jet that left Malaysia that went off course was taken off course by somebody who was able to disguise its radar signature. Obviously they were, because the plane was still pinging to satellites its information about the engine status and things like that, which is an automatic system, while it was missing from the radar screens. And as you pointed out on your website, BobTuscan.com, I remember reading this story that they had seen a jet heading in the direction of Diego Garcia early in the morning. Some people have speculated, and I'm one of them, that they wanted some of those intel experts and military people from China that were on board, who are now working as advisors, Bob, advisors for the NSA and NATO forces. You know what an advisor is, right?
I do. Yes. I know what a visor is.
It's
fancy way of putting,
A water border.
Yeah.
They have their own. They have their own private facilities with their own swimming pool. Yes, right. They're advisors now. See, they're advising us. And so nobody knows for sure, of course, but the odd thing about it is now you have a plane identical to the one that was shot down today. And there were stories that it was seen in Israel for a while in various places, and they could have either dismantled it or done something. But you have all that authentic Malaysian, design and plates and paper cups and magazines and stuff, and then you don't even have to paint it, Bob. But you still got a jet you got to do something with. Okay, so that's a speculation, and I'm not the only one. I raised this up almost immediately, and of course there was just a flood of other people with the same sort of ideas. Now, some people say that the jet resembled a jet that Putin was riding in a very similar flight pattern, and they might have gotten it mixed up or something like that, but it's not likely that the Ukraine people shot it down, because they really don't have the ballistics or the military to do something with that altitude. But there is a system called the BUK that Russia possesses, okay? The BUK missile system, or the BUK system, or BUL, I think it is, maybe it is. But they have this system that is able, with very sophisticated radar, to track down jets at the altitude of about 33,000 feet, headed at about 500 miles an hour, and bring them down. So it's either that, of course, or possibly a very high-flying fighter jet with missiles. But it wouldn't be anything that the ground troops or the ground rebels would have. So that's the question. Now, remember, as we talked about last night on the Bob Tuscan Show, if you were listening, Barack Obama had issued sanctions, or was threatening, and they were going into effect against four major companies. Two of them were directly involved in the banking. One, of course, was the Gazprom Bank, and the other two were energy companies. Okay, now these are specifics, as Doug and I talked about later on in the show, Bob, when we had said so many times that, you know, the logistics of the business relationships between these nations are sometimes more important to look at in the formulation of these events than the actual alliances between nationalities. In other words, what kind of business interest is in it? So we know the whole gas deal, because of the Ukraine, has been a big inflammatory, no pun intended, issue. And so as a result, I mean, now Barack Obama is attacking this arrangement with Gazprom and other people like that. So the sanctions went into effect. He's recreating the Cold War. And would it be convenient now if you could blame the Russians for doing something as dastardly, and of course it had a lot of reasoning to think that there was strategic value in shooting down this plane, but shooting this plane down with only the missile technology that they would possess in that region? It's very suspicious.
Well, are they not saying that this was an accident, that the people who shot this plane down thought it might have been a Ukrainian jet of some sort?
Well, that's a possibility, because there have been a number of downings of planes in the last several months, even going back years now.
I hear you got your milkshake, by the way.
I didn't. By the way, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, my my evening treat just came in. Bob,
we were talking before the show, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll take this one, this organic milkshake, and then I hear it in the background entering the room, and next thing I know, Steve's got his mouth full with a nice, tasty treat. But, you know, I wondered if this was going to be presented as just an accident, because I don't see how they could present this as something that would want to be done by the rebels. You know, there's no value in shooting down a Malaysian airplane. I think this story is interesting. I don't think for a second that it's just an accident, or that, meaning not so much how they'll present it, but what's really behind this. What's the big picture here, as we often try to look at when we hear of events like this taking place. And I think there's more to it than, of course, the mainstream narrative will tell us. It'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction comes from this. As you know, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same thing over and over again. And we can really read it like a book. You know, if you know the tactics used, if you know the dialectic, if you will, the dialectic, I like that, then you will know what's at hand here with these events, and you will know that there is, regardless if this is, and I always like to say this, regardless if this was completely contrived, there is an exploitation of the anticipated or non-anticipated reaction. They are always going to exploit this. They're always going to try to make something from this to fulfill their agenda, their special interest. And when I say they, I'm talking about the people who are interested in exploiting something like this. It might be the powers that shouldn't be within the New World Order, if you will, or it might be some other interest. But special interests, at the end of the day, understand how to operate under these climates and how to exploit, as I keep saying, these sorts of situations. They really do. They know how to do it to the fullest extent, and they will continue to do so unless we stand up and say something. And we are standing up, but we're not standing up and doing enough. When we come back, we will continue to try to develop ways to do more. We'll take your calls, as always. I want to get your thoughts on this flight. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to the Ukraine to shoot down a plane.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, Mark in Houston, you're on the Bob Tuscan Show. How the hell are you, Mark?
Hey, guys, big news day. I want to talk to you just a little bit about it.
All right.
We'll get right into the Kiev Russian thing. That video they're showing of the supposed the Kiev
the separatists.
Guys that are,
Okay,
hold on,
Mark. Let me guess. It's a fake video. It's from a different footage somewhere, right?
What I want to know from you is there somebody on the internet, Dabu77, I'm sure you're familiar with, he does a real good job of debunking things. And I'd like you to check out his video where he uses the time date stamp from the cache to prove that that video was made before this happened.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of Dabu7 stuff in the past that I have found to be hyperbolic and nonetheless thought-provoking, but yet having possible holes in it. And I don't want to generalize his critique of things. I'll look into it because it wouldn't surprise me. I can guarantee it. Just like I said, let me guess, the videos were fake. Well, it wouldn't surprise me. We know they've done it before. We know they did it during the first Gulf War. We have the footage of the reporters, you know, being candid off the air about where they actually were with the fans blowing the fake palm trees and the fake bombs and everything else, right? You know, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, historically also, we got 9/11. We got so many things, Gulf of Tonkin. They've done it over and over and over again. And they're definitely ratcheting things up. They're putting pressure on Russia. They're trying to start a war with Russia. There's no question about that. They've surrounded that country with all the countries that surround it. They moved in missiles there. And so, you know, that's what they're doing. They're ratcheting things up. They'll resort to anything. The Ukraine situation was provocateur in the first place. I think that's been pretty well proven. I'd like your opinion on that. And I'd like your opinion on this Dabu77 video where he proves it pretty well with that time date stamp. And I'd like to know if, you know, out of your experience, you think that's valid. And then other than that, I kind of got to get a checkup from the neck up every now and then, because it's not just that. We got Sandy Hook. Jim Fetzer's done a pretty good job of pretty well proving that that was all more or less fake. You got the Boston bombing. They've picked that to pieces and pretty well proved that that's fake. So, you know, we're right in the middle of 1984 here, where when they're torturing that guy and they go, 2 and 2 equals 5, right? You know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, only other thing I got to say is that I just really want to send out my love to everybody out there who listens in. So with that said, you know, I may just hang up and listen in. I'd like you to check that video out, see what you think there, see what you think about all those other incidents I mentioned. And other than that, I don't want to take too much time because I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, man. We appreciate your call. And let's turn on that Dabu7 video, Steve, and listen to a little bit of it live on the air here.
Let's
hear what he has to say. Because, you know, there was early on after Sandy Hook, for instance, there was a group of people that came out and said that the Facebook page for the memorial for the Sandy Hook victims had been created before the event took place, okay? And that's really compelling, right? Really compelling, sure. However, there was one caveat there. You can take a Facebook page, and as long as you have under a certain amount of likes, you can change the title and verbiage of that page, and it will still appear to have been created in the past.
Right, yeah.
So there's things like that we got to be aware of, because believe me, I don't think for a second that there's not more to this. But we also have to be careful of the possible holes that are being put out there, the pitfalls that are being put out there to try to discredit us and put us in the wrong direction. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, we want to make sure that our facts are solid enough that they'll stand up to scrutiny is the point. And we want to make sure that anything we say, okay, there's no possibility that this could have been an error or an easy slip up. Especially in a situation like with Sandy Hook, where you've got so many things that are absolutely proven to be false or questionable. Look at the other guy they rounded up way up in the woods. And you know, we never really did get an ID on these people. There were two of them, apparently. Look at the footage that we do know they did use that was fake, that was shot at the school nearby in the afternoon. The sun is in a different direction. You can tell from the aerial footage. They shot this footage someplace else at a different time of day. And they didn't use file footage designation on it when they ran it. So we were supposed to believe that this was actual Sandy Hook footage, which it wasn't. Of course, then you see the
this is.
Go ahead. Let's go ahead and play that if you want to. If we've got time, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of clips here from him on this topic. I'm trying to find the one the caller was referring to about the timestamp. Malaysian plane shot down in the Ukraine with 295 people on board. Malaysian crash video shows ground explosion. Malaysian flight, what the MSM isn't telling you. Busted Ukraine cut trying to frame Russia for the event. Let's see here. Let's try this one and see if this is what the caller was talking about. Let's listen in on a little bit.
This is Dabu 7 giving you some facts and what you need to know. To know here about this flight 17 that has gone down. Now, right out the gate, we have seen Joe Biden and company pointing the finger that this thing was shot down on purpose. The Ukraine government saying it's an act of terrorism on purpose, stating that it cannot even be an accident whatsoever. That separatists couldn't have even mistaken this as an enemy plane and accidentally shot it down. That it has to have been done on purpose and that it has to have been done by a Buk missile system. Now, this is what they're trying to do. A New York Times editor had called into the Ukraine asking questions about what was going on, and they said they didn't even have the capability to do this, and they lied. When they were called out on it about having a Buk system, which they themselves deployed to the eastern part of the country here recently, they hung up the phone. Now you have Vladimir Putin stating that it was not us, it was the Ukraine, period. It was no accident on our part, nothing. It was not us. It was nothing that we did whatsoever. And to me, I've been following these guys for so long, and I know their tactics. You're talking about the same people that knew the enemy within hours of 9/11, guys. All of a sudden, without having a shred of evidence, all already know who the enemy is within hours, once again.
Okay. I'm going to have to screen the videos here because he's not talking about what we wanted to hear about, but we'll definitely look into that caller and see if we can come out of this with some more solid information. You know, it's tough, Steve. We need guys like this to a certain extent to try to find some of this information for us because a lot of us are too quick with our day-to-day activities. However, we also need to be careful not to just fall into what they report as the gospel. We'll take more calls when we get back. 800-313-9443. We'll talk to Art and more at 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movie, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Room at BobTuskin.com. That's BobTuskin. A person in the chat room says that timestamps can be manipulated very easily. That date and time manipulation in Java using Java time is one way of doing it, which brings up one of the possible holes that I've found when we hear of things like the fact that the time was one way and then a different way other times and stuff like that. So you gotta keep an open mind, but at the same time we have to have a critical mind. So we gotta be careful with what information we have and try to process it using the trivium, you know, collecting the grammar and putting it through the rigmarole of logic and then applying it in a right way. Such as, well, the rhetoric, the wisdom part of the trivium. Let's talk to Art Underground, who's on the line, 800-313-9443. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. Jeez, what's wrong with your connection there, Art?
Hey, Bob, Steve, how you doing, guys?
Good, Art.
I'm so excited to talk to us, man.
I've been flying a little under the radar the past month or so. Just kind of laying low.
Why?
Things were getting a little bit warm around here, if you follow my drift.
Why is that?
Well, I'm one of them kind of guys that I just don't know when to shut up, and I'm starting to piss a few folks off.
Who are you pissing off?
That's what happens.
That happens. But it's cool.
What happens?
Who are you pissing off?
It's what happens when you tell the truth, you know? Well, they don't like
it. Who are you pissing off?
They don't like it. They don't like it when you stand in the middle of the bank and you tell people about how the banking system works. They kind of take offense to that.
So
they don't
pissed
like
off
it when
the bank and they were going to come after you?
They don't like it down at the power company when you're standing there and you're telling everybody about smart grids and what's going on there.
Did they
don't
turn
like
off
it at the end. No. They tend to look down on you when you're standing in these various different establishments and you're telling the truth, especially when you're down there at the courthouse and you're like exposing the fraud of registration of a vehicle and so on. But I've been kind of staying under the radar a little bit, trying to let things just kind of cool down a little bit. Now I'm poking my ugly head back out again. No, I've been real busy around here with breeding rabbits and, trying to just do my thing here and, get things squared away and start getting prepared for the winter months. I called in about, I've been a little bit out of the loop, but I mean, I haven't been, calling anybody or talking to anybody, just kind of been staying to myself while I focus on getting things done. But I have been following what's been going on. And, you know, what really got my attention today was, hearing about this Malaysia flight. And, I remember when the 747? That went missing, 777, I'm sorry, the 777 went missing from Malaysia, and everybody was talking about, no one knew where this 777 went, and there was a lot of theories going around, but the one thing everybody kept saying was, wait for something to happen with a large plane like this, and well, now we have a Malaysian flight shot down over the Ukraine, and I have to wonder, is this that missing Malaysian flight? And is this...
We already asked that at the beginning of the show, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, if this is the case, is this what we've been waiting for? What do you think? I'm a little late tuning in here.
Would they make it so obvious to say it was the Malaysian flight? In other words, they could have hit an Air France airplane and still had the same process. In other words, I'm trying to figure out a way to explain this, but they could have shot down an Air France plane or called it an Air France plane, and in all actuality, it could have been the Malaysian plane. So they didn't have to shoot down the missing Malaysian plane and still say that they had shot down a Malaysian plane. Does that make sense?
Well, I see what you're saying, and that's possible, but it could also be a case of they just don't think the people are smart enough.
How they love to do these things. And when I say they, I'm talking about, certain special interests. That's how 9/11 was done. 9/11 was done so blatantly, obviously, contrary to the official story, that in my mind, it was almost a conspiracy to have the conspiracy of 9/11, if you will. In other words, all the holes were put there to trap us and take us away from the truth. Art, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Kent in West Virginia now. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Hi.
Hey, Bob, you there?
That's me. What's up, man?
Yeah, I was, I'm one of the people who always suspected that MH370 was secretly landed in Diego Garcia or someplace in the vicinity. And I always thought that it was going to be used as a false flag and blamed on Iran. You know, if it was landed in Diego Garcia or in, you know, not in the vicinity, it could pretty well fly across Africa. You know, not much radar. They fly at night and avoid the populated areas and fly up the Atlantic and hit the United States. And I thought it was going to be blamed on Iran because that would be the logical flight path for Iran also to come down through the Indian Ocean and out that direction. Because, you know, there's crossing Europe and everything and through the Mediterranean, there's so much populated area, so much radar, it'd be pretty hard to sneak an airplane through there. So I've often, you know, and from time to time, I've been waiting for that to just sort of just materialize, you know. And all of a sudden, it's been changed for this other Malaysian 777. And I think this is a false flag, and what it is they were planning on using the first one for Iran, but, you know, as, you know, their plans have changed a little bit, and they've decided to focus on Russia. So they can't use that MH370 because how do they explain it going from, you know, in the Indian Ocean up into the Netherlands, blah, blah, blah. So they just picked another plane, and they just coincidentally picked another Malaysian plane just to play with their head a little bit, you know. So
that's as compelling of a possibility as any I've heard thus far. Kent, I appreciate your speculation there.
And I think it's also not a coincidence that it happened just when Bibi over there invaded Gaza, and it's all of a sudden, I mean, I'm sure that's knocked off all the front page news.
Well, look, we're not even talking about it here on the show. We're victims of it as well. We've been spending the last 40 minutes talking about this, and we should be analyzing this, no doubt about it. However, there was a five-hour ceasefire. I don't understand whether or not that came to any agreement of any sort. I know they were doing it to have the UN drop in some supplies and whatnot, but now what's going on? Are they back to bombing the hell out of Gaza?
Well, they made a land invasion. You know, they're moving in, and we're talking about 298 Malaysians. Well, there's been already over 200 Gazans killed, and he may be killing five or six. He may be killing 1,000 of them right now, and, we can't talk about that. So, you know, I think this is all very suspicious, and I think it's leading up to, they want something bigger. I think it's pretty obvious, and I think they just, they changed their plans, and they said, we'll get another plane and just get a Malaysian, and so here we are. And so I think the big war there, you know, they obviously wanted, I think, is probably in the works, you know.
Hopefully not, man. This is a very scary time we live in, and we'll continue to be at the forefront of trying to prevent this from coming to fruition. Thanks again for the call, Kent. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. You can also email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. And if you support what we're doing, trying to prevent World War III as best as possible, or at the very least prepare our families for what's to come, go to the website and donate if possible. Some Federal Reserve notes will help our situation. BobTuskin.com. That's BobTuskin.com. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show, and Steve Starr sitting in at the moment here for Bob. And, you know, we've had a pretty heated discussion already tonight talking about Flight 17, which was shot down, as I understand, 17 years to the date of when Flight TWA-800 was shot down. Oh, wait a minute. What's with all this hocus-pocus weird stuff? You know, I mean, Flight 17 on the 17th day of the 7th month in the 14th year. You know, hey, I don't know. It's coincidental, of course. Or is it coincidental? I don't understand why these things happen, but certain people believe in algorithmic patterns, you know what I mean? And numbers like 9/11 and 7/7 and 3/11 and 5/11 and these different kinds of numbers that keep coming up connected to these atrocious events. But I want to get down to something that I think is a really good point with this. And this is some scenarios that we could bounce around, pro and con, concerning the motives for shooting down this plane, which obviously it seems at this point was either loaded with explosives to detonate it at a certain altitude, or it was shot down by a missile fired from the ground, one of a very sophisticated system, this BUK system, which is able to navigate and use radar to hit targets at 500 miles an hour, 33,000 feet, and you know, or it was a fighter jet of some sort. But here's the question. Here's the question we got to ask. Okay, cui bono? Who benefits? Who would benefit from shooting down this jetliner? I think that's a good question. How would the Ukrainians and their recent breach away from connections with Russia benefit from shooting down this airliner? How would they benefit if they did it, if they were to blame it on Russia? Or how would Russia benefit if it were to blame it on them? Now, Russia has implemented or is looking at implementing a no-fly zone over the region there on the border. People have said also that Putin has a jet similar to this, and it might have been a mistaken identity situation. We don't know. But anyhow, the question is, let's talk about that. Who benefits? What do you think the motive would be to take this jet down if, in fact, this was the one they targeted and it wasn't just a mistake, or, you know, that kind of story that we've heard about Flight 800, that it was a mistaken identity situation with possibly a naval exercise going on nearby when the missiles went up and hit it. I'm convinced missiles took that jet down. I don't believe the official story anymore at all, that it was gasoline leaking through the bladders of the wings, you know, that took down Flight 800 17 years ago. But now talking about Flight 17 today, not Flight 370, of course, which is similar in the same kind of jet, 777, very similar, of course. We've asked those questions. I did at the beginning of the show. I made those comments immediately. I said, I've always been one of the believers that I don't ever believe that 370 crashed. I believe it was taken somewhere. I think it's obvious it was. Its signature was blocked by possibly AWACS patrols, people who are very sophisticated at hiding jets. AWACS are very well at finding things and hiding things. That's what they do, okay? That jet disappeared from radar screens, but we know that the satellite imagery or the satellite tracking on the conditions of the engines continued to ping up to the satellite. We know it was in the air for at least 3 hours after it disappeared. And so the disappearance of Flight 370 is something that is very obviously, in my opinion, indicative of a hijacking of some sort that was a very sophisticated hijacking. Okay, so setting that aside, was Flight 370, the jet itself, recycled and reused? And was this part of it, or was it a whole other affair? But the question is, who benefits? Who benefited from shooting this jet down if, in fact, Flight 17 was the one that was targeted to be taken down and it wasn't a mistaken identity? There are a lot of scenarios and questions about this whole thing. So I'm open for your suggestions and thoughts and considerations. Maybe you want to say, hey, I can show you why the Russians would have benefited from shooting down this jet. Here's my scenario. Well, let's hear it. That's good. Let's think it over. Let's pick it apart. But think about this, friends. Come on. Whenever these things happen, and they happen all the time, these kinds of insane acts of violence, 19 terrorists, because they're freaky people, got into a jets and with box cutters, took them over and flew them into the World Trade Center to say what? Allah is great? Come on. I mean, what kind of motive was involved with that? You know, a crazy guy, there's always the lone gunman, right? Sirhan Sirhan, John Wilkes Booth, and that Squeaky Fromm, various other different kinds of people. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of these kinds of crazy incidents. Look at the Batman cinema shooting, right? With James Earl, or James Egan Holmes. We have so many of these kinds of incidents where somebody who is crazy does something for some crazy reason, and we're always led to believe that they were just a crazy person. There really isn't any motive to crazy. You know, I mean, you don't have to have a modus of operandi to be crazy and to do something so absolutely out of people's thinking that would be normal. There's never any benefit, but yet as you look at who these targets are, look at these things that have happened, you realize there's always a political agenda that goes into place after it, like the Oklahoma City bombing, right? And the omnibus terrorism bill and the laws against militia and the embellishment of Bill Clinton's attack on Second Amendment believers and people across the country and stuff like that. That was a very important thing for them at that time. 9/11, obviously, Patriot Act, war in Afghanistan, followed by the war in Iraq, and it's been hell ever since. Those crazies got into the planes and flew them into the buildings, but we now know the buildings came down under controlled demolition. The forensics are, I believe, absolutely airtight. It's without a doubt an inside job. It's no question in my mind anymore at all, and I'm sure most of you feel the same way. Anyhow, I am here, and we got some time to go with this show. I'll tell you, we're all talking, but friends, let's talk about who benefits. Who would benefit shooting down this jet airliner? I've already heard Hillary Clinton, if you watch CBS News. I've got that clip. As a matter of fact, we might play it later on. You can hear what she has to say about all of this. And, of course, Barack Obama just applied sanctions to four major corporate entities in Russia as of yesterday's process.
Steve, you got the noise in Prime Minister on line one.
Oh, boy, the Prime Minister, is it Benjamin Netanyahu? Is it BB?
No, it's the Malaysian Prime Minister, line one.
Oh, line one. Let's go to line one. Mr. Malaysian Prime Minister, are you there?
Hi, Steve. This is Malaysian Prime Minister. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir. And I'm also waiting to see the outpouring grief that we saw before from the people in Kuala Lumpur.
Looks like Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick in Arizona. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about we have two Malaysian airplane disappeared a couple months ago, and now they shot down another Malaysian plane going back to Kuala Lumpur. One thing you got to remember that most of the people that created the State of Israel are from that Ukraine area. Plus, between Malaysia and Israel, there's no love lost. If you have a Israeli passport, you cannot enter the country. Anytime you have issues like that nobody knows about, there's other possibilities here. For Russia just to shoot down a jet because it cut off sanctions, I would say somebody's trying to frame Russia. Who even knows how much of these stories are true? You know, I mean,
right.
Take that Malaysian airliner. I mean, you want to track an airline, you want to see if your sister's coming into the Chicago airport, you just got to get on and go to Flight Tracker. They've got the speed, the altitude, they've got the longitude, the latitude. You tell me that this Malaysian plane just disappeared, they would know exactly when it went off the satellite. So who even knows if the Malaysian plane even really did disappear? It might be a fake story. I mean, everything's on the table when you come to this. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't think Russia shot it down. I don't think so.
Have you seen, Rick, have you seen the Fox News footage of the crash wreckage site? I mean, there are bodies in this picture, and I mean, They look strange. I mean, it looks like there's a shirtless body in one place, and there's all these charred remains. It doesn't look to me like the body would belong there in that condition. I would think the body would be burned.
There was more remains to that shot down plane than there was to Flight 93 in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there was, including body parts. But, I mean, I'm not saying that these things are planted, friends. I'm not a forensics, aeronautical crash analysis expert. But I'm saying that some of this stuff looks very strange in my thinking, and I'm wondering, because it is very, they always tell you, of course, graphic footage ahead, be very aware. Well, we got a break coming up. I don't know if you got some more comments, Rick, hang on. If not, we'll be back after the break and we will continue. And on the Bob Tuscan Show, we will talk about this or other subjects. Glad to be with you tonight. Stay with us.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.